Okay, Simon. Oh, I just lost the place. Is it? Simon Nun. Siv Gimel. Lalu b'bracha reishana b'rita sanenet. That's a long time. That's a long, because it's only Wednesday. Right? Gimel. Anything that you make a bracha on to eat it, either shteisa or to drink it, either riach by or to smell it, by lasses by mitzvah or to do a mitzvah. Tzarach sheyigach aisa kaidem a bracha b'yad yeminoi. First thing you have to do is you have to take it in your right hand. And then you have to have kavana, which bracha to make on it, so that when you mention Hashem's name, the main part of the bracha is by saying, so then you have to know what you're making bracha. Meaning, you can't make yourself a blindfold and then tell somebody that you're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you're going to smell the food, and then you're going to decide which bracha to make. I'm just throwing out a case like that, because that 100% does not work. So basically, what he's saying, you have to know which bracha that you're going to be making before you start the bracha. Let's say you don't hold on to it at all. That's Ella Shayi Lefana Kishaber Chalom. It's only in front of you when you make the bracha. Yotzi Yoytzis. Avalim Lo Yoyi Lefana Klaus Kishaber. Let's say the food wasn't in front of you when you made the bracha. They brought it to you afterwards. Even though during the bracha your das was on it, you're not yotza, and you need to make another bracha. Meaning, so you can't have it. You start making a bracha, and before the food gets into the room, that's no good. Now, this has nothing to do with any, I mean, this has nothing to do with halacha, but I was having a disagreement with somebody, I forgot who. Do most people hold things in their hand before they make a bracha, or they leave it on the table?
You're supposed to hold it in your right hand.
That's what the kids are just
Yeah.
saying. But I thought most people don't do it. Most people hold the food in their right hand.
They're wrong circles.
Maybe. I know. But I'm saying, do we do that?
What? The cooking,
Saying when
yes.
eating a steak, no,
Eating a
cooking
steak,
a
no, you
steak.
don't hold it in your hand, no.
Oh, so hold it in a fork.
We don't, no.
No,
No.
I don't think
No.
so.
Chicken, chicken.
I would think the fork and a fold of the
I
fork.
know that's what you should do, right? You should be
Yeah.
holding it. But here's the
Tell it,
problem.
you don't
No,
pick
but here's the problem. We had this with Hamaitzi. Shouldn't be cutting. Meaning, you should make the broth on a double shoulder.
right.
Right?
You should make
Should
a
make a broth
song, but
so,
then you have
so you have a whole
to
piece
cut
of chicken. So then how do you go? Then it's a hefsek.
yeah.
So l'chayra, it's the same issue.
Because of
It's the
my
same issue
soil.
by bread. It's the same issue by bread that there should be by food. I never heard anybody discuss that by food,
Shalane.
that you should make sure that it's a shalom and cut
There's
it
no
like the
such thing as
majority of the
shalane.
way and da 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 da.
There's no such thing as
Anybody ever hear
shalane.
anybody discuss that? I don't know.
Oh, I should have watched you. I was watching Never Salt Eats. I should have watched.
Yeah. Fine. Okay. So Tzorachiyah. Dalit. Right. So let's say the fruit. He made a bracha on the fruit, and then it fell from his hand, and then he lost the fruit. Or it got disgusting. That it's not roi lachila. If he made a bracha on a chais of liquids, and the chais spilled out. If he has another type, meaning basically what he made the bracha on got ruined. So if he has in front of him another type of this min, or it was in his das to eat more of this item, and he's got a whole plate of cookies in front of him, and then he picks up the cookie like a good boy. He holds the cookie in his hand, then it falls out of his hand, and then it's muddy over there. So now he's not eating that cookie anymore. So does he have to make a new bracha or not? Since there was a whole tray of cookies, right? The bracha is on the rest, and he doesn't have to make a second bracha. The bracha is not chal, only on what's in his hand. You'd have to make another bracha. So if you don't have any more of the food there, then and somebody else brings more food. Then of course you have to make another bracha. Even if you had in mind to eat or to drink more, It wasn't in front of him during the bracha. For who will I at him? It's brought to him now. Tzarek lebarach sheinis. You need to make another bracha. I feel a bit in and shim haya eichel. I shy say as a pisha and loy haya tzarek lebarach hazeh shehu v'lai. Even in the Indian that it, that he eats it or he drinks it, he would not need to make a bracha on this one. That's brought. Hashani here is different. I mean, what is this case? I feel a bit in Shimhaya. I felt my shaisa as a rishon. In the case that he would eat or drink the first food, me, oh, that's if it's right. If he would have, meaning it's not so disgusting, and he would have eaten some of it, right? Then,
meaning the
would not
5 second rule?
What?
Meaning the 5 second rule.
Maybe the 5 second rule. Right? Right, so meaning sometimes, meaning, well, that's that, and also sometimes we said that you don't have to make a new bracha when food gets brought to you. Lamasha, if you're a guest in somebody's house. So if you're a guest in somebody's house, and then they bring out like a different type of soda to drink, you don't have to make a new bracha, even though you had no idea that like soda is coming out, because you're sitting there, you're doing it al das the balabayas. So even in that case, here you would still have to make, meaning if, and meaning in this case, you made a bracha on seltzer, and then it spilled out of your head. So then they bring you a soda. So then you would still have to make. You would not have to, I'm sorry, you would have to make a bracha, even though normally you would not have to make a bracha. Right? Because you're just in the person's house. Fine. Hey. You need to make sure you don't talk. And you're not talk. Avada, you don't talk. But you can't be mafsik in speaking between the bracha and the eating. Even when you're chewing, even when you're chewing, it's also to be mafsik until you swallow. Right? You know, it's a common question. People want to know if you're allowed to start talking once you put the food into your mouth and start chewing. No, the answer is lechatchila, you should not talk until you swallow something. Because if you just chew, you don't need a bracha, which is coming up in a minute. And let's say you've talked in between the bracha and the eating, right? So you said a shahakal, before you took a drink, you started talking. And the talking had nothing to do with eating. You need to go back and make an amendment. But if you waited with shtika, you should not need to go back and make an amendment. And a shahia, that's a tzarech achila, you don't need a hefsek at all. When you want to eat a large fruit, and to cut pieces from it, yivarech kishapri shalem. Oh, here now he discussed it a little bit. He didn't discuss it back then, right? But let's say you want to cut up a pre-gadol and you want to eat pieces. Yivarech kishapri shalem, make the bracha shalem, mishum the mitzvah levarech ala shalem. And waiting is not a hefsek, because it's tzarech achila. So here, right, here, he doesn't say anything about the bread.
No, but it explains the bread. It explains because it's so tzarech achila, it's not a hefsek.
I know, but by bread, why don't we say the same thing?
It's the same thing.
Not the same thing. Don't stop. By bread, we say
you're saying so you still make a rock on the shoreline. And then I don't think it's a tzarech achila, so it's not a hefsek.
Bread, it says that you should cut it. We should cut it most of the way through.
No, but we're saying here also it's better to make on sholem.
I understand, but he doesn't say to pull the shtick that we do by shtick by bread during the week.
Oh, that's pre-cut. You're
supposed to
pre-cut
most of the bread.
By fruit, it's not going to work pre-cutting. Let's say you pre-cut an apple, it's not going to do much.
Not enough. You know how long it takes to cut an apple? Cut the apple right of the apple, right? And then all you have to do is make a finishing cut. I don't know. So let's say he wants to eat a fruit and he doesn't have any more, but and he's concerned that maybe this fruit is wormy, that it's not roi lachil. If then you should do the checking of the fruit before you make the bracha. Meaning, even though there's an Indian that you should make a bracha on something shalom, and if you're going to cut up this fruit to check for bugs, it's still it's better to do that to make sure you don't have a fruit. Make sure you don't have a bug in your fruit as opposed to shalom. Fine. Well, let's say somebody drinks a little bit, and he pours out a little because he's invited for bad, for bad water. He should pour it out before he makes the bracha. The loya achar bracha, not after. B'shem b'zayin a bracha is b'zayin a bracha. Right, because you don't want to. I mean, why is not just a hefsik, right? So it's not. It's more than a hefsik. I mean, if you make a bracha on a cup and then you pour out some before you drink it, that's a b'zayin on what you're doing. Zayin. But time is the time.
People cut off the ends of challah.
Right, but there you're supposed to do this. There you're supposed to do this.
Here you're supposed to, but there,
but Kali is supposed to do.
They're saying, why not do it before? Because it's not Shalem anymore?
Yeah. Zayin, Atoyim is a Tavshil and Tzorach Melach, right? The common question. You're tasting a drink, a food, to see if it needs salt. If you're similar. Pilot, you're going to spit it out, ain't it Tzorach Lebarach, you don't need a bracha. Avalim Baileya, but if you're going to swallow it, Yesh Sofakim Tzorach Lebarach, keep it true Baileya. There's a suffix whether you should make a bracha since you're going to swallow it. Meaning, what's the suffix? Because the maisa, you don't want to eat it, you just want to taste it. Oh, you ain't tzarach levarach, keep in chain, since you're not eating it. You should have kavana that you're going to benefit from it. And swallow it. Yes. Somebody who eats or drinks for refuah. It's also a common question, like cough drops, and if you like a liquid medication, that's good. I'd say so. If something that's tasty and you benefit from it, then you make the bracha before it and after it. There's usually no after bracha because it's not usually enough of the shir. Even if it's something that's awesome, kibin shatayra hitiva loy ata, since the Torah matched it right now, tzarech ulevarchalav. Meaning, even if it's treif for medication, you would still make the bracha on it. But if it's something bitter that you're not going to get it from, ain't a mevarchalav, you don't make a bracha on it. Shaitz a beitz a chayel a tzeach koylon. That's if somebody drinks a raw egg. Even though he's not being nene from a nene whom he is zayna, he's gonna get calories out of it. The amazing zayni, because it certainly gives you to eat. The mevarach lovely making drum. So it's saying two things: either it provides some sort of calories, and then you make a bracha, or if you like the taste, and then if you like the taste, even if it's treif. Fine. Let's say something gets stuck in the throat. I don't know about that. No, why? If it's a dover iser, and the Torah matted you to have it, even if it's calories, so you make a. Let's say something gets stuck in your throat and you have to take a drink. You have to eat some bread to get it absorbed. Or anything that you're going to be better with. You have to make a bracha rishayna, bracha achrayna. If you drink water, not because you're thirsty, to swallow what's going in your throat, or for another reason, no bracha. You only get enough from water when you drink it for your thirst. Right? But that doesn't apply to soda, teas, and that other thing. There you would drink, even if you're drinking it not for thirst, and still make a bracha, right? So this most common, two common shilas that come up. One, when you're taking water for medication, that's one. And two is when you are taking water to drink before a fast. When you're not thirsty, you're just drinking it to make sure you're hydrated. Right?
Sometimes people feel, after they eat, they feel like thirst. It's not like real thirst, but it's dryness, and you, huh?
I think that's
I think that requires a blow.
That's true.
But,
requires a blow.
As far as I know, yeah. Yud, shakach v'kinis ashal v'kinisat pibbe lai bracha. Let's say you forgot, and you put the food into your mouth without a bracha. Imu dover sha'afim yaflinto lo yehendimnas. If it's something that even if you spit it out, it's not going to be disgusting. Right? Put it into your hand, spit it into your hand, and then you make a bracha. But you cannot make a bracha when it's in your mouth. That your mouth has to be full when you're praising. I mean, the mouth has to be full of praises and nothing else. That's what people ask. Can they make a bracha with gum? Can people ask if they could make a bracha with the real one? Is can they make a bracha with
things that you can't spit out? You put on the side, huh?
Yeah,
candy,
I'm talking about the malapiti lasecha. What do you call it? Not dentures. The thing that
the bite plate,
and
is it this?
What's the name of that?
Bridge.
It's the name of the new types of braces.
Implants.
Invisalign.
The retainer.
Yeah.
So this time on Rosh Hashanah, a person shouldn't eat nuts for it because it gives more phlegm. So that's going to be a concern in the Mali Pito stuff also.
Yeah. That and it also you can't up.
No, but,
okay, but they're not going to hear you. So let me just get through. You can
it's a problem. It should be a problem year round.
But we're dominating a lot more on Rosh Hashanah. So that's all. If it's something that if you stick it out, spit it out, it's not going to be disgusting. But if it's something that you, even the also la'abed oichlan, since it's also to be ma'abed oichlan, masalka b'pivlet tzad echad, meaning you can't, it's b'al tashlis. So if you spit it out, now you have a problem. You can't make a bracha with the food in your mouth, but if you put out the food from your mouth, it'll be disgusting, you're not going to put it back in. So now you have a problem because you didn't make a bracha, but you also don't want to be do baltashis. So masalka b'pivlet tzad echad, but baruch alam, you put it in your mouth to one side, you make a bracha. And if that happens b'mashkin, that you can't push it to one side, then if you have oid mashkin, you should spit it out the evil. Meaning, I guess liquid, you're not so worried about baltash. Let's see, I have no more. Right? Meaning that's all you have is a little that's in your mouth. Boil on, then swallow it. Then you can make a bracha rishona after you swallow it. Right? Mishaburu Paskin is different than the kitzer, and he says you should not. The kivon, the niska ba'ayde since you remembered about baking the bracha, it's similar a little bit. Bracha achrayna lo yivare. But you should not make a bracha achrayna.
Why not?
What?
If you ate enough,
I don't know. Is it talking about where you ate enough?
Huh?
Is it talking about where you ate enough?
It's saying, why is bracha achrayna dependent on lenis? If you ate enough, you make bracha achrayna.
You
have a lot of on the bottom, you can start from
yeah, no, because you can't make bracha rishayna and bracha achrayna one after the other.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And if you eat something else,
why not just make bracha achrayna for sure?
No, so that's the Mishnah Berurah who holds that you don't make it a bracha rishayna, holds you have to make it a bracha achrayna.
Or eat other food and then
right. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees. He says you don't make a bracha rishayna if you remembered after you ate it.
Right.
Not after you ate it. According to everybody, if you remembered after you swallowed, you cannot make a bracha rishayna. Unless you're going to eat more, obviously. Kitzur says, if you remember when it was in your mouth, so since you remember when it was in your mouth, so then that's almost like making a bracha before you ate it. Oh, you didn't make the bracha yet? So that's what the Kitzur says you can make. Mishnah Berurah disagrees with that. He says that you should not make the bracha after you swallow. So according to Mishnah Berurah, though, you can make a bracha achrayna. According to the Kitzur, you cannot make a bracha achrayna either. Not either. You cannot make a bracha achrayna because you can't make a bracha rishayna and then a bracha achrayna. So it comes out that you can't have it both ways.
But really,
you're gonna have a bracha rishon or you're gonna have a bracha achrayna. You're not gonna have both.
But really, you are first making you're swallowing.
Okay, let me just finish up. Achim hu yain v'shasim raviyis yivarakam bracha achrayna. But if it's wine, and you drank a revius, then you do make a bracha achrayim. Right? Now, the pshat in that is because a bracha achrayim on wine, according to some shitas, is a daraisa. So since it's a daraisa on wine, so then therefore you cannot suffer daraisa. Not a suffix derabbanan, a suffix deraisa. And normally with brachas, anytime you have a suffix brachas, we say suffix derabbanan lekula, because the whole concept of brachas is derabbanan. But on Birkas HaMazon, like we said, Birkas HaMazon, when we said that it's that you're when you're full, it's a deraisa. And now we're saying here that bracha chroina on wine or grape juice could also be a deraisa. So therefore, if you drank a whole cup of wine or a revius of wine, and then you made a bracha rishayna because you remembered, and then you can make a bracha achrayna right after that because it's a deraisa, a suffix deraisa. Yeah. Okay, we will stop over there. They should have a fine night.
This day we say that for other liquids, that if you're going to make